All right. As far as the injuries go, Gaines had an illness before the game and wasn't feeling very good, so that's why he wasn't out there at the beginning. And Fulton sprained his opposite foot. He's had a sore foot, but sprained the other one. We gave Steelers too many opportunities. They're too good of a football team to give that many opportunities to, and that's my responsibility to make sure that we continue to take steps forward. I thought the guys played hard and aggressive today. We just, again, you've got to play more consistent football there, and we got to make sure that we're putting the guys in the position to do that. So, we'll go back and analyze this and go through it, learn from it. Got a young football team here, and this is a great environment to play in. And I thought, again, they competed their hearts out. We came up short, and we can learn from this, all of us. And so we'll do that. Time's yours.
Andy, what went into the decision to go for it on 4th and 1 down there, and what was the plan if you guys converted? What do you do from there with one timeout?
Yeah, well, you score. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. Touchdown. Hindsight, you'd say if we probably should have kicked it. I knew a couple things there. I felt like we had a lot on the game plan sheet there to take care of, take advantage of the red zone. We had a pretty good beat on what they were doing at that point. We'd been down there and seen kind of how they were operating. And so I figured we could get inches. It wasn't even a yard. I mean, it was about the length of a ball, if that. And I thought we had a nice short yardage play right there. I felt very good about it. And we didn't get it. So at the same time, we were coming out at halftime, and we had an opportunity there to with the ball and to take advantage of that. And we came up a little short there too.
Does that get a little? Are you more tempted to do that when you're having trouble scoring TDs too? Does that change that?
No, you want as many points as you can get. You do. But yeah, at the same time, you want to stay aggressive. I mean, that's what we do. And you've got that type of distance right there, you go get it. And there's a certain mindset that we've been working with here for the whole season. So training camp included, and you're put in that situation, man. You strap it on. And let's go get the thing.
Andy, speaking of red zone, you're number 2 in the league in red zone efficiency coming in. You're at the 8, 4, 12, 20.
Yeah.
What went wrong? What didn't go right?
They got us today. Initially they showed us a little different look. I thought we came back and adjusted decent for it. But they got us. I mean, they played better than we did down there and made plays.
And did you see any common threads? I think you guys are 1-4 now after the 7-3 start. Any common threads between that and the finish last season?
Well, yeah, I mean, by number of wins, there's probably something there. Other than that, I don't think there is.
You talk about their pass rush a little bit. Gave you some harassed quarterback a little bit.
Yeah, well, they had, 6 sacks? That's really too many. So, yeah, they did. A lot of things go into sacks, but the end result is they have 6 sacks. It's tough to do some things there offensively when you're throwing the ball when your quarterback's getting hit like that.
The good news is you're still in the playoff hunt. I mean, you'll need some help. Can you take a little something back? You're going to have to beat the Chargers anyway.
Well, we can listen. I told you we can learn from this. We're going to do that, we got to make sure. We become a better football team from them. That's where we're at right now. So that's what we'll do. Whatever happens, happens the other way.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, EJ.
What's your assessment of how Alex played in spite of that pressure?
Yeah, well, he's a warrior. He hung in there and continued to try to make plays back there. I wouldn't expect anything less. I mean, that's how he rolls. That's why he's the leader of the football team. So.
Thank you.